While the Times did not view the images, they were reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Canadian Center for Child Protection, which work to combat online child sexual abuse. One of the images the Canadian Center said showed a naked girl on her back spreading her legs in an extreme manner. The girl, about 13, was recognized by the center's analysts, who regularly review thousands of explicit images to help identify and rescue exploited children and scrub footage from the internet. The analyst said the authorities had already removed the girl from danger. Similar searches by the Times on DuckDuckGo and Yahoo, which use Bing results, also returned known abuse imagery. In all, the Times found 75 images of abuse material across three search engines before stopping the computer program. Both DuckDuckGo and Yahoo said they relied on Microsoft to filter out illegal content. After reviewing the Times findings, Microsoft said it uncovered a flaw in its scanning practices and was re-examining its search results. But subsequent runs of the program found even more. A spokesman for Microsoft described the problem as a moving target. Since the NYT brought this matter to our attention, we have found and fixed some issues in our algorithms to detect unlawful images, the spokesman said. Himanshu Nigam, who served as a director overseeing child safety at Microsoft from 2000 to 2006, called the findings a major failing and added that it looks like they're not using their own tools, Mr. Nigam said. It showed the company was seemingly unaware of how its platforms could be manipulated by criminals. Child abusers are well aware of Bing's vulnerabilities, according to court records and interviews with law enforcement officials. Going back years, pedophiles have used Bing to find illegal imagery and have also deployed the site's reverse image search feature, which retrieves pictures based on a sample photo. The same computer program, when run by the Times on Google's search engine, did not return abuse content, but separate documentation provided by the Canadian Center showed that images of child sexual abuse had also been found on Google and that the company had sometimes resisted removing them. One image captured the midsections of two children believed to be under 12 forced into explicit acts with each other. It is part of a known series of photos showing the children being sexually exploited. The Canadian Center asked Google to take down the image in August of last year, but Google said it did not meet its threshold for removal, the documents show. The analysts pressed for 9 months until Google relented.